Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now we go out to the fan hotline. It's brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Cavillas to talk to Steelers beat writer for the Post-Gazette, Mr. Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, good evening. Odd to be talking to you outside of the 2-6 block, but I'll do my best Paul Zeiss and browbeat you if you say something I don't agree with. Fair?
That and play Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I started talking way too soon in this segment. I should have let it run for about 20 or 30 seconds. Anywho, your five storylines to watch in camp is the first one I've got to go to right away is the one last hurrah about Ben Roethlisberger. I'll just ask you this. If you had to put a percentage on it, not knowing how he's going to play, obviously, this season, if you had to put a percentage on this being his last season as a football player, pro football player, what would that percentage be right now?
I would say 85 to 90%.
Wow.
This will be the last season for Ben. I mean, you always leave it out there that if they have a great season and he has a great season, that they could say, hey, you know, let's do this again. But a lot of things have to fall into place for that to happen. So I'm still pretty convinced this is it for Ben, but hey, we'll see how it plays out.
Ask it this way. Has there been a time since you've been covering the team in the past where you actually thought he was going to be done pretty much, that all those times he said he was considering retirement or taking it one season at a time, year to year, was there ever a time you felt like the way you do now about him, that it was going to potentially be it, like 85, 90%, or is this the first time you can really say that that's been your read on the situation?
No, this is the first time. And if you go back to when he was saying that stuff, you know, I think a lot of it was him forcing the Steelers' hand to get rid of Todd Haley. And then, you know, once they did that, I think a lot of that died down. If you look back on it, you know, that was happening when Ben was 34, 35 years old. So, you know, people would believe that, sure. But I was never one who really took that all that seriously. And if you look back, you know, Randy Feuchner was the guy since 2018. There really wasn't a lot of talk like that from Ben. So here we are now. You know, it's a different scenario. He's 39. He's had major elbow surgery, and he took a $5 million pay cut. So there are definitely signs that this is the final year, but this honestly is the first time that I do feel that way.
Steven Nelson sent out a tweet, Ray, to shift gears here slightly. I'm sure you love the fact – I was thinking about this. All the guys, everybody who does the job of beat writer, all the men and women who are covering this team and other teams, you've got to be on, like, TikTok and monitoring that. You've got to be monitoring Snapchat potentially. You got to be all over Twitter for these guys to find out what's going on. Steven Nelson, today or tomorrow, stay tuned, he tweets at 11:24 a.m. What are the chances that Steven Nelson ends up back with the Steelers when all is said and done this year?
I think those bridges were burned. I don't think he appreciated that the Steelers cut him with a year left on his contract, and I would be really surprised if he made it back to Pittsburgh. I think there was a reason they kept Joe Hayden, who I think is 4 years older than Steven Nelson. And that reason is that they still think Joe Hayden is a better corner and that Nelson's play deteriorated quite a bit over the second half of last year. So I don't think that's going to happen. I do believe he'll sign with another NFL team. There are plenty of teams out there that need a corner, but I don't think the Steelers are that team.
How do you feel about their secondary right now as it stands? Like, and I ask that, I guess, meaning now that you know they have Melvin Ingram, who, if he's healthy, is a pretty proven pass rusher, because we can never really separate the secondary's play on this particular team with this franchise, Ray, from what the pass rush is able to do.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote on Sunday that those were the two biggest concerns on the defense. You know, the number three outside linebacker, and then the secondary, and they took care of that with Melvin Ingram. We'll see what his role is. You know, I could see him.
I was going to say, is he the number three linebacker, or does that signing move Alex Highsmith to the number three linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's not Anthony Ciccolo or any other number three linebacker that they've had in recent history. But you have to remember, Chris, he's 32 years old. He's coming off an injury-riddled season. The Steelers drafted Alex Highsmith for a reason. So I could sort of see a happy medium. I could see where Melvin Ingram plays half the game. You know, maybe Alex Highsmith is getting 60% of the snaps. You know, the nice thing about Ingram, if he's healthy, you can put him on the outside. He's been very effective there over the years. And you could put him inside, too. And the Steelers actually did that a little bit last year. They experimented with three outside linebackers in a game against the Ravens. And they might have did it one other game. So they're playing it, you know, their schedule. They have a bunch of run-heavy teams on that schedule. They could certainly go to that again this year. But to get back to your question about the secondary, you know, they seem to like James Pierre, but his resume is so thin. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they went out and made another move. I'm not sure if it's going to happen before camp opens on Thursday. Could happen in the middle of camp if they're unhappy with the development of some of those guys. But, yeah, it would not shock me at all if they made a trade or if they made a free agent acquisition to shore up that secondary before the season starts.
Talking with Steelers beat writer for the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo, here on 93.7 The Fan. Are you hearing any names, like whispers of specific names that they might be considering or that they might have their eyes on if, in fact, they decide they need some more proven veteran depth in the secondary?
Well, I mean, Malik Hooker was in here for a visit. I think it was last month. Might have even been late May when he came in here for a visit. So that could happen at any time. I mean, they wouldn't have to do the meet and greet with him. He was already in here for the physical, and he already got to know everyone. So if they want to do that, that could happen pretty quickly. If they did, you know, that would sort of be like in the realm of the Trey Turner and Melvin Ingram signings, right? You know, a former high pick who has dealt with injuries in recent seasons, and a guy who kind of is on the rebound and, you know, trying to get his foot back in the door in the NFL. So if they can get a guy like that for the right price, and I don't know, you know, they're paying $3 million for Turner, I think $4 million for Ingram.
Yep.
Hooker's probably going to be less than that, right? I think Hooker, you can probably get him for $2, $3 million a year. Well,
if Hooker got brought in, because he's a safety, obviously, would that end up being kind of the precursor to Minkah Fitzpatrick playing a lot more nickel slot corner?
Well, you can look at it that way, or you could maybe look at it where Terrell Edmonds maybe jumps up into maybe more of a hybrid role, and
right.
You know, Devin Bush, you know, stays where he is. I mean, it's all they love to have versatile guys, and Terrell Edmonds, you know, for them not picking up his option, he is a versatile guy who I think could make that jump to dime linebacker without too much of an issue. So there are several different routes that they can go. I don't know if they want to mess with Minkah. He's been a two-time All-Pro since he arrived. If that's me, if I'm coaching that football team, I'm keeping him in the same role. I'm not really asking him to do a lot more.
Ray, I haven't been exactly bullish on the Steelers' chances overall for a while now. I don't know if you've noticed. People are of the opinion that I'm a little bit too negative, and unfairly so, towards the team. So when I think about their offensive line, I feel like I'm being realistic when I say, hey, it's essentially five new starters at five positions, as far as guys that had a ton of experience dating back to last year. Yet I keep hearing that might be a blessing in disguise. David DeCastro clearly wasn't healthy enough for their liking, and so they end up using some of that money to get a guy like Ingram in here, among other things. And now I'm hearing people say, hey, it could happen. It could just be five new guys, and it all gels together, and they've got some new blood in there, and this ends up being a bright spot. What, in your opinion, is the most realistic kind of outlook on the line right now?
I mean, what you said could take place, Chris, but, I mean, there's just so much unknown. I mean, to me, like, Trey Turner for David DeCastro, you're kind of like – they're kind of like the same guy at this point. And if you – you know, if you ask me which one you would want to keep, all things being equal, you know, the salary and, you know, whether David could have played this year, I would want DeCastro because he's been in the system. I mean, they both have dealt with injuries. They're both kind of – at the end. You know, David's a little bit older, but, you know, they're both kind of in the same boat. So maybe that'll be a wash. You know, who knows? Maybe if Turner's healthy, maybe that's a positive for the Steelers. But I can go down every position on that line, Chris, and I could just go question mark after question mark. Banner, is he going to be recovered from that knee? Is he the answer? He's only got one start or a couple of starts on his resume. You know, is Kevin Dotson ready? He's a fourth-round pick. Liked what I saw last year, but can he do it over 16 games? You know, we know what's going on with center. So there's just so many question marks across that line. I understand why people are saying that, and I can get behind that maybe if they have a little bit of success early in the season, but it's like anything. You got to prove it to me, and I think, as you mentioned, all five guys in different spots, they got to go out and prove it before I'm a big believer.
Well, more importantly and more practically speaking, for all these supposed changes on their offense, don't they have to prove it to Ben Roethlisberger throughout camp and in these preseason games when they are out there? I'm talking about that offensive line, that they can hold up enough that he is maybe willing to do some of the things that people like me and others want to see him do differently this year?
Yeah, I mean, the one saving grace is that, you know, maybe some of these guys are better run blockers, you know, than the guys who left. I mean, that's Dotson's forte. You know, Trey Turner, you know, was good at that when he was healthy. You know, Banner is a big guy. He should be good in that role. And for a 39-year quarterback who's had major elbow surgery, a running game is going to be your best friend. So, yeah, I mean, there are going to be issues in pass protection until they answer them. You know, we kind of know what this team has been. They've been very good pass protectors and not very good run blockers. But there might be a little bit of a trade-off there, that if there's a threat to run and they can keep opposing defenses on their heels a little bit, that you know, those questions in pass protection might take care of themselves. So we'll have to wait to see how that plays out. But if this offensive line can run block, that's going to be a big benefit for Ben Roethlisberger at this stage of his career.
Last one, Ray, and then we'll let you go. I was very interested because I think these are some smart people, especially Lewis Riddick, involved with this particular piece by ESPN Plus. So this was like their good stuff, right? This was their subscriber only content. You got to be like getting the ESPN Plus or be like me and have Disney Plus for your kid so he can watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse at all hours of the day. And then you get this stuff so you have access to it, right? And they were trying to rank the NFL for the next 3 years, so doing basic power rankings, but for this coming season and the two beyond that. The Steelers, after they had Baltimore at 3 and Cleveland at 5, next 3 year power rankings, the Steelers were at 17th. When you hear that number as their ranking, what's your reaction?
Uncertainty at quarterback beyond the 2021 season. I mean, that's my thoughts on. I mean, is it going to be Mason Rudolph? Is it going to be, you know, somebody who's in college right now, Dwayne Haskins? I mean, whoever it is, if it's not Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers are going to have a lot to prove. So I can definitely see where they're going with that. And again, you know, the Steelers are going to have a really good defense, provided that T.J. Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick sign, that the defense is going to be good for years to come, Chris. But whenever you have a question mark at quarterback, that's going to put you down in those types of rankings. So I don't have any issue at all with what Riddick said, or what, you know, with anyone who, you know, came up with that type of a ranking.
Last one, I lied, a little just addendum there. What do you think is there? This is a question about Haskins that I don't feel like has been asked. And if you've heard it from people in a mailbag or anything, I apologize if this is kind of going down the same road. If you had to guess, what do you feel like their timetable is for him, in the sense that, like, what does he have to show them this year to kind of take the next step forward where they think, okay, Dwayne Haskins more seriously could be a part of our future? Does that make sense? Like what kind of a timetable do they realistically have him on?
Well, the ongoing element is just, you know, being a good citizen off the field and keeping your nose clean. And, you know, I know something happened recently. He may or may not have been at fault. I don't want to get into that. As far as the on-the-field stuff goes, to me, he's just got to be better than Josh Dobbs. And if he's better than Josh Dobbs this summer, I think they'll keep him as long as everything else, you know, stays the same. So as long as he's a good citizen and he's got backers in that building and, you know, he's good within that locker room, I think he's got a shot, but he's got to go out there and prove it this summer. And we've talked about it before, this is a huge summer for him professionally. If he doesn't make it with this chance, I don't know if he's going to get another.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, Steelers beat writer. Ray, always appreciate you taking time, man. Thank you.
All right, Chris, anytime.
Interesting stuff there on Nelson. We had John Clayton on, of course, who's more of a bird's eye view guy, NFL at large, who thought that Nelson, if he signs in the next 24 hours, he thinks it might well be with the Steelers. Ray seeming to throw some serious cold water more locally here on that, thinks that the bridges there have been burned. So I guess we have insider versus insider here. I would imagine, I guess technically, if you're handicapping this, Ray's got to be the favorite. There's 31 other teams that could sign old Steven Nelson. John Clayton's got to go one for one here. He's got to get a hit. He's got to pull a Jeff Bannister. I feel like there are people in the audience, they're like older listeners going, oh yeah, great pull by Mulsey with the Jeff Bannister comment there. And then there are people who are Kale's age who are going, huh? Like any good host, I won't explain it. Registration for JamFest, I will explain this to you. It's now open. JamFest, a 3-on-3 basketball tournament for grades 3 through adult, benefiting Folds of Honor. And it's happening August 21st at the North Park Basketball Court. You can register today at 937thefan.com/JamFest. JamFest is presented by Keystone Shooting Center, also brought to you by UPMC Sports Medicine, CDG Sports, Allegheny County Parks, People's Gas, and Body Armor. Coming up next, listen, I'm always a guy who's willing to get into the muck about how New Yorkers, like people from New York City, I'm not talking people from Utica, people from New York City annoy me. I'm always willing to throw some stones about how they act like New York is the center of the freaking universe. And oh my God, things don't actually happen unless they happen in New York. Snow in New York? Who knew? Okay. I'm always willing to take that little New York elitism down a peg. But a New York broadcaster is being pilloried for something he said, and I think unfairly, and I'm going to come to his defense coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.